Hey everyone, and welcome to my Audio Mo day number two. I almost didn't make it. I completely forgot until just a few minutes ago that I had to record another one. So we will see if I can make it to day 30. Probably by the time I get into the routine of doing it every day, it will be over. But let's see if we can do it. The only topic that I think I have today is I want to talk a little bit about Vo-rail. I don't know if you've heard about Vo-rail or Vo-rail or a lot of people. Everybody seems to say it differently. And if you've never heard of it, you might want to listen, because if you're the kind of person who listens to Audio Mo stuff, you might also find Vo-rail interesting. Vo-rail is, I don't know whether it would be considered a social network or not. I guess maybe. It reminds me a little bit of a forum, like, you know, the forums you find online, but like an internet or like a voice-only forum. And it works. There's an app that you can get for iOS. There's no Android app yet, although I think that's something that they're working towards. But the way it works is, you know, you get the app, and it's all done through what are called questions. And you ask a question, or you don't really even have to ask a question. You more like start a topic, and, you know, people respond to it, and it's like a whole thread. And, you know, you can like questions, like you can be notified anytime there's a new answer. You know, you can like different people on the app, and you can send them private messages and all that. And I've been on it for almost 6 weeks now, and it's a whole community. Like, there's a lot of, you know, there's people who go there all the time, and I've met a lot of interesting people there, and I've you know, reconnected with people that I've lost touch with, and I've also, you know, talked to a few people who I've known on Twitter and known in other places. So it's a lot of fun. I don't think I'm doing it justice. In fact, I know I'm not doing it justice. But if you like this, like I said, you know, people's audio modes, you might like it. And the topics range from, you know, lighthearted to kind of heavy things. Like, there have been, you know, discussions on politics and religion and stuff like that, which if you're interested in that, you can listen to them. And if you're not, you don't even have to pay attention to them. There's a lot more lighthearted stuff too. And, you know, some things that are kind of silly. But it's a lot of fun. I've been having a lot of fun. I've actually probably been wasting way too much time with Vo-rail, but I've been enjoying it. So if it sounds at all interesting to you, I believe their website is vorail.com, but I don't know how much you can really do on the website. There's just sort of a description of it. I think there are some links on the website to some podcasts where it's been reviewed. I know it's been on Apple Viz a few times, and the Tech Doctor did a segment on it. But if you go to the App Store and search for Vo-rail, you'll find it. And that's spelled V-O-R-A-I-L. That's V-O-R-A-I-L. I don't know why I said the thing twice. It's like one of those things where they say the number over and over again. But anyway, there it is. Check it out. It's free. And who knows? You might like it. And that, I think, is going to be all for me for today, this June 2nd. And assuming I can think of something to talk about, I'll be back tomorrow.